Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avraham Maraz Shichli Nishmas Maraz Esther Bas Shmuel Maraz Chayav Tzumar Tzadchav Samir Zev. And we are continuing our incredible series of shiurim in the Sefer Yad HaChazaka of Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon. And this is in the we've been learning out Pi Shiurim, the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Hagadol Hamufla VeHamuflog, Reb David Zetzal. We're now in the fourth parak, in the second parak, in the fifth halacha. Hamelech Mistaber B'chol Yom, U'Misakin Atzmoi, U'Misgar B'Malbushim Noim U'Mifoy Orim. Shenemar Melech B'Yoif Yoisech Hazeno Einecho. Yoshev al kisei malchusoi beplatrin shaloi, umesim keser beroishoi, v'chol ha'am boin elav be'ez sheyirtze, v'oimdim lefonov, umishtachavim arzo, afilu navi oimed lifnei ha'melech umishtachave arzo. The king gets a haircut every day. He fixes himself, wears nice clothing, glorious clothing. In other words, he spitzes himself up. He looks good. As it says, Melech b'yafsiyo sechazena inecha. The king, in his beauty, your eyes should see, envisage. And he sits on his throne of kingship in his palace, and he puts a crown on his head, and everybody comes when they want, and they stand before him, and they bow down to the ground. And even a king must stand before a melech and bow to the ground. As it says, Hine nosen anavi v'yavu l'fnei melech v'yishtachu l'melech. It's the bow. Aval kohen gadol eino ba l'fnei ha-melech eli im rotza. Kohen gadol has a choice whether or not he wants to come before the king. Ve'eino oimed l'fanav. And he doesn't stand before him. Ela ha-melech oimed l'fnei kohen gadol. The king stands before the kohen gadol. Shene'amar v'lfnei elazar ha-kohen ya'amot. Afal pichain, mitzvah al kohen gadol achavidus ha-melech. So even though the melech stands before the kohen gadol, not vice versa, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah for the kohen gadol to be mechavid the melech, ulo yishivo, v'lamod mipanav kishi yavolo. Kohen Gadol still should be mechabi the king, sit him down, stand before him when he comes to him. V'lo yamod ha-melech lefonav, ela kishi yishaloi b'mishpat ha-urim. And the king should only stand in front of him when he asks him about the Urim V'Tumim. V'chein mitzvah al ha-melech lechabi loim dei Torah, loim dei ha-Torah. It's a mitzvah for the king to give honor to those who learn Torah. Ukishi yikansu lefanav Sanhedrin v'chachmei Yisrael yamoid lefneim v'yoshivam b'tzidah. And when the Sanhedrin comes before him in chachmei Yisrael, he should stand and let them sit on his side. V'chein hayo yoshafat melech Yisrael oisa afilu tamidei chachamim hayo oimed mikisa. Umenashkoi, the Kore loy Rebbe Umoiri. And Yehoshaphat, the king of Israel, would do this to Talmid Chacham. He would stand up from his throne, kiss him, call him my teacher, my master. B'med vorim amurim. B'zman shiye ha-melech b'veisoi levado hu v'avodav yaseh zebetzina. So the king should do this in tzina, in private. But b'farhesye, b'fnei ha'am lo yase. But in public, in front of the nation, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this in a public manner. You should do it in a private manner. V'lo yamod mipnei adam. And he shouldn't stand up in front of anybody. V'lo yedaber rakois, and he shouldn't speak softly. V'lo yikra la'adam ela b'shmoi, and he should call somebody by name, not to say Adon, Kvodo, like they do today. He's the king. He has to assert his authority. There needs to be authority in the world. And he's the one who's supposed to establish it. So therefore, he calls people by name. In order that his fear should be in the hearts of all. Ad kan midivrei kodesho shel Rambam. ומה שכתב הרמב״ם, שהמלך מסתפר בכל יום, מקורו מהברייתא שבגמרא במסכת סנהדרין דף כ"ב עמוד ב, the king takes a haircut every day, and the Gemara cites the pasuk, מלך ביופיוי שחזנה עינך. A king's beauty your eyes should behold. יש לחקור אם הוא דין כבוד באלמה, וכלושן הרן בסנהדרין שם, שהיא דרך כבוד באלמה, והוא עניין של הידור וכבוד, וקרוא דמלך ביופיוי, אסמכת לעניין זה. So is this a din of כבוד? שהיא דרך כבוד באלמה, it's סתם כבוד, דין of הידור and כבוד. And this pasuk of Melech b'yafyo techazen einecha is an asmachta. He should look good, and we should behold his beauty. So it's derech kavod that people should be mechabed him. So this pasuk is an asmachta, or maybe it's a mitzvah, like Rashi writes in Tainis 17a, Melech mistabra b'chol yom hu mitzvah, and it's because of the din of ein maso yalecha. It's not a din of kavod, but an inyan of hiddur and kavod, and we just have an asmachta for it. No, it's a real strong mitzvah. A masoy alecha, shemiskayim al yedei zeh, shehu hidur, ubederech kavod, sheal yedei zeh yesh bo yotir kiyum, shel emato alecha. It's because of a masoy alecha that you have to fear him. And this is fulfilled through the fact that you're mechabed him, that you see him with, you treat him with reverence. You look at him, you see, oh, he looks good, and that brings about this kavod. But it's mamash a mitzvah. Midin emaso alecha. There's going to be more emaso alecha. Soim tosim alecha melech. Shtei maso alecha. The Gemara says, you have to fear him. You have to have awe of him. It's not just an Indian of kavod, but it's mamish a mitzvah ve'et shtei maso alecha. Ve'omnam kein mevo'ar ve'me'iri b'sanhedrin ani mitzatetet l'shono ha'melech tzarich lo shi'hei mehudar b'yofi tamid. The king has to look beautiful at all times. V'shelo yireh bo shum nivur, there should be nothing ugly about him. Kidei shelo yakel mora'o. In order that there should be no hakala, there should be no lightening of your fear. Ubnei ze amru alav mistaper b'chol yom. Because of that, they said about him that he takes a haircut every day. So you see from the Meiri that it's an inyan of Moira Melech. V'nafgamina l'nasi she'ein bo din emaso alecha. She'arei nasi she'machal al kvodo, kvodo machur. V'lo mam'it she'eino machur mikra desom tasim, shtei mato alecha. אבל יש בו דיני מלך לכבוד. וכמו שביארנו לאל בהלכה א' לעניין שריפה למלכים ועל הנשיא, ולצד אחד, אם נשיא מסתפר בכל יום, גם נשיא מסתפר בכל יום, מה שאין כן למבואר מדברי המאירי, Lagahaidina Nasi. So the Meiri said, it's Midim Soim Kasim Alecha Melech, Shtei Maso Alecha. And the Nafkamina is going to be for a Nasi. A Nasi, the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, doesn't have a Din Melech. He doesn't have a Din of a Masoi Alecha. Because Nasi Shemachal Al Kavoido, Kavoido Machal. So, if he wants, he could be mochel on his kavod. But there's no din of a masoy alecha, because a king can't be mochel on his kavod, because he is a shetehei maso alecha. But a nasi can be mochel on his kavod. However, he does have a din melech. There is, in other words, there's no emaso alecha, and therefore he can be meichel on his kavod. But there is a din kavod, so midin shtei emaso alecha that a nasi doesn't have, and therefore he can be meichel on his kavod. But he does have a din kavod, as we spoke about earlier when we spoke about sorfim ala melachim v'ala nasi in halacha aleph. Baruch Hashem b'siyanta d'shmaya, we've seen a lot already in halachas melachim. I believe that we spoke at length about Halacha Aleph, Sreifa Malachim Bala Nasi. So there is a din covered by a Nasi. So if it's a din covered by Alme, so then a Nasi is Mistaper B'chol Yom. Masha'en Kein Lefiyam of War B'divrei HaMe'iri, Shizem Midin Soim Tosi Malecha Melech Shtein Moso Yolecho, this din is not going to apply to a Nasi, because a Nasi doesn't have a din of Ema. So where does this din of getting the haircut? Is it midin ema or is it midin kavod? Is it an inyan of kavod? Inyan of kavod applies to a nasi. Inyan of ema, then it doesn't apply to a nasi. Now in Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin, perek beis halacha yud, Rabbi Chanina solak legabi Rabbi Yudin nishat nesia, nafak legabi levush usnisei, pnei Moshe shubeged meluchlach umaus umeushan. Amar lei, חזור ולבוש לגין דידך, משום המלך ביופיו תחזנה עיניך. רבי יוחנן סולק רבי יהודה נשיאה, נפק לגבי בחלוק את הקטנו, רם עלי חזור ולבוש חלוק את האמרה, משום מלך ביופיו. מי נפק, אמר לי אייסי אטמי, אמר לי שלח ואייסי לך מנחים אלמה, תחסיב וסוירס חסר על השינה. פירוש הדברים זה באמת בהלכה וב, שרבי יוחנן, שרבי חנינה, Allah went up at Salik, got Rabbi Yudan Nasi to Rabbi Yudan Nasi, and he went to be mekabel him when he was wearing his dirty clothing. So he said, go back and wear nice clothing. It says, Melech b'yaf yosef hazena inecha. Rabbi Yochanan went to Yehuda Nasi, and he went in with a cotton garment, cotton cloak. He said, go back and wear your wool cloak. Melech b'yaf yosef hazen einecha. And then the Gemara says, Vayter, that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, when Rabbi Yochanan wanted to leave, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says to him, I see Adam. Havei Eitzah V'tam Be'ezah Davar. Kmo Shemiva'er HaPnei Moshe, Mila Murkeveti, Milashon Ata, Ayin Tet Aleph. V'tam, like Eitzah. It's Ata, Etin, or Eitzis. And Daniel, Kolomar, Shemarle, Havei Eitzah V'tam, Be'ezah Davar, Asher Dibru B'neihem. V'kpid Rabbi Yochanan al zeh. V'al zeh amar b'zeh alashon, V'amar lei, Shalach ve'aiti lach Menachem Talma, ish echad sheyach sham, sheyu regilim l'shol mimenu, v'hu yiten lecha itza. So Rabbi Yehuda asked him for some an eitza v'tam be'ezid davar. Give me some eitza, some counsel, some reason. And Rabbi Yechanan ikpid al zeh. In other words, they were talking about something, and he says, "Give me an eitza, give me a tam. Explain, you know, give me some reason, some rationale, some counsel, something to explain it." And Rabbi Yochanan was makbid on it that he used this word. He used this lashon. And so he said to him, Shalach v'haveit Menachem Talma. And this was a guy, Ishachat, Shuri Gilim Lishomi Menu. He was a guy they used to ask from him. And he'll give you an eitza. Tichtiv v'torat chesed al lishona. Shetzarich ha-talmid chacham lizeher b'lishono. Eich ledaber. U'v'torat chesed v'yipui. You have to speak nicely. So he asked him for an atama, and he said, go ask Menachem Talma. He's a good guy to ask. He didn't want to answer him. And he said, you have to know how to speak nicely. V'tara es chasera l'shoina. It's ma kol amasa umatan hazeh. You know, you read this Yerushalmi, and you say, my, what's going on over here? We have this, he says in the Seres Cheshen Alashono, you have to speak nicely. So based on what we explain, it would appear that Pshat is as follows. That Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was wearing a chalukah de imra, the mita aman lo Rabbi Yechanan. And the fact that Rabbi Yechanan said to him to wear a chaluk shel tzemer, to wear a woolen garment, mishum melech biyofio, and that's the makor of the Rambam. The Rambam here says, umisakein atzmoi, umisnoe, bimalbushim, b'malbushim noyim u'mifuorim. So you should wear nice clothing, beautiful clothing. And we explained earlier, midivrei ha'mi'iri, sheze midin melech biyofio, techezena inecha. But you have to wear, you have to have fear, like the Mi'iri said. You have to instill fear in people, and that's accomplished by wearing a certain type of clothing. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's a din that even a Nasi has a din of Emaso Alecha. Because we're dealing with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. See, even a Nasi has a din of Melech Biyafio Techazena Inecha. Not only a Melech, but even a Nasi. We see a tzad like this in Maseches Sanhedrin, Maseches Kedushin, and Aflamet Beis Amet Beis, that even a Nasi has a din of Emaso Alecha. Because it could be there's a tzad that a Nasi, Shemachal al Kavoidoi, Ein Kavoidoi Machul. Ubimei Lufima Shekatav Kana Rambam, Besof Alecha, Shemelech Lo Yidaber Rakot, Ubarit Bas Sham Shakol, Midin Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Shetei Maso Alecha. The Radbaz says that it's midin soim tasi malecha melech. And therefore he shouldn't speak softly, because he has to be, people have to fear him. He has to instill fear in people. So the Radbaz says that it's midin chtei maso alecha. So the same then would apply to a nasi. Because if the din of wearing of melech biyafya sechazen einecha is midin e maso alecha, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that he should be wearing this garment, Mishum Melech Biyaf, that's what he says to him. The Gemara says that it's Mishum Melech Biyaf Yotechazen Einecha, that he should be wearing this garment. So it makes sense that if he holds like the Meiri, that the Melech Biyaf Yotechazen Einecha is Medine Maso Alecha, so if we go with that Mahalach, then a Nasi also has a Din of Maso Alecha. And therefore, there's a tzad in the Gemara, Shema Nasi Shemach HaKvodo, Ein Kvodo Machu, because the din of emaso alech, the din of emaso alech, we discussed in a different shir, that if he's meichel, so the din cover comes right back. He's meichel, but it comes right back. He's meichel, it comes right back. Emaso alech, you have to keep putting it on yourself again and again. So the mele at the end of the halacha, the Rambam says leidavir rakos. It's also midin soim tasim alech melech shetei emaso alech, and that applies to the nasi as well. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai Dibir, im Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah b'loshen, she'ena shel kovod kol kach, why? Sh'arei zeo signon ha'dibur ha'mitchayev midin emato alecha. She'amar Rabbi Yochanan she'eshno gam b'nasi. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yochanan wanted to go out, he spoke to him not b'loshen that Rabbi Yochanan liked. Because Rabbi Yehuda was going l'shitas Rabbi Yochanan. L'shitas Rabbi Yochanan is a din of shtei maso alecha. So therefore he said to him, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda nasi, I see atama. So he's the ata tam. Give me some reason. He spoke to him in a lashon which wasn't so mechubadik, to show him that, oh, you hold that I have to wear a fine garment, so I'm going to speak to you not with so much kavod, because shtei maso alecha, in order that you should fear me. Ve'al zeh amala Rabbi Yochanan me'apasuk Torat Chesed al Shona, shekivan shamalchut shel nasi mitzad malchut shel Torah. As we spoke about earlier, ba'arichus perek aleph, halacha gimel ois gimel, b'divrei Rabbeinu, u'ba'asrei k'siv Torah as Chesed, ein din, u'ba'torah k'siv Torah as Chesed, ein din emaso alecha mitzad Torah. This is stira l'toras chesed u'mabushim noyim shechivu Rabbi Yochanan rak midin kovet be'alme u'meilo ha'el adabu v'loshen zaf bishum nasi. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, no, the reason the nasi has malchus, the reason the nasi has rulership, has kingship, is mitzad the malchus of Torah. And by Torah, it says Torah as Chesed. There's no din ein maso alecha mitzat Torah. Torah is Chesed. That's a stira. The ein maso alecha is a stira to Torah as Chesed. And the Mabushim Noim that Rabbi Yochanan wanted Rabbi Yehuda Nasi to wear was midin kavod be'alma. Not midin ein maso alecha, like the Ran says. And it's midin kavod. Lashon of the Ran and Sanhedrin, shehu derech kavod be'al mavuin shel hidur v'kavod. And therefore, you shouldn't have spoken to me in that language, using that word atama, which wasn't such a kavodik word. Because even though you're nasi, still there's no din of emaso alecha. So that's the shackle of Atariya here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was holding that he's Rabbi Yochanan said, "Oh, wear a nice garment, so must be mitzad emaso alecha. So I'm going to speak to you in emaso alecha language." And then Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, there's no emaso alecha. You should be wearing nice garments mitzad kavod be'alma, and therefore taras chesed al Hashem. The Torah goes with chesed, and your malchus is mitzad Torah. And Mimela, you should speak to me nicely. It's not, there's no emaso alecha. And the reason you have to wear a nice garment is because melech biyafia sechazen einecha midin kavod. So these are the two tzadim that we presented before. It's really the two tzadim between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yanasi. Is it midin emaso alecha? That's where Rabbi Yehuda was understanding Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, no, it's midin kavod ba'alma. So it emerges according to this. Shekol divrei Rambam b'soif halacha zu l'inyan kavod talmid chacham b'melech shebitzina, that a talmid chacham, that a melech should give a talmid chacham kavod in private, but not b'faresye v'chol shar halachot shuvu b'sof halacha lesnayu b'nasi. These don't apply to a nasi, because we hold nasi shemachal al kavodoy, kavodoy machul. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and the Yerushalmi. Because he holds there's no din of emaso alecha. He holds nasi shemachal al kavoidei kavoidei machul. And therefore, he's allowed to be machal on his kavod. So he can be machabed at Talmud Chacham, even outside the palace. He can be oimed b'fnei adam. Because he can be machal on his kavod. He doesn't have to, because the nasi is not chayiv in this. Nasi could be marchal on his kavod. But tzarich iyun mi'agmara b'ktubot b'daf kuf yud kuf gimel amud bet shua makor le'divrei Rambam, which he wrote in the Kesef Mishnah. Ayin sham b'agmara kvar lamadu et ha'agmara hazot b'yachad mitzavos Rebbe Rabban Gamliel benoi. שנכנס אליו רבן גמליאל ומסר לו סדרי נשיאות. צבור רבי, רבן גמליאל, his son, רבן גמליאל comes in, and רבי gives him the סדרי נשיאות, אמר לי בני, נהוג נשיאותך ברמה. I want you to govern with strength, with power. Zrok mara b'talmidim. I want you to instill fear in the talmidim. Nahog nesius chaverom zrok mara b'talmidim. So he was telling him not to be a softy, and he's telling him it's nasi. Makshal ze agmara miYehoshafat. Says the Gemara. Ini vakti vet yirei Hashem yichabed. Ve'amar mar ze Yehoshafat melech Yehuda. Sheroet ha'amet chochem ha'yomid mikiso mechavkoi minashkoi. Ve'koyre lo'i Rebbe, Rebbe, Moiri, Moiri. Ve'imkein yesh lomod mi Yehoshafat. Sheyesh lanasi lechabed et ha'tamidim. Ve'lo la'atil aleihem eima. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Zerek mora b'tamidim? We see Yirei Hashem Yechaveh, that's Yehoshaphat, the king of Judah. When he would see a Talmud Chochem, he would get up from his throne, he would hug him, he would kiss him, and he would call him Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. So you see, so how can he, Rebbe, have told his son not to be Zerik Mora the Talmidim? So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Like Hashem, Havit Sina, you have to Mechaveh them, Havit Farhesia. But for Hesi, you have to be Matil Ema. For Hesi, you have to be Matil Ema. You have to instill fear in them if you're in public. Ulefi dvareinu, hari afilu im yesh din ze b'melech, ze lo kashur lanosi. Ma amarnu? Sheamarnu shenosi yachol emchol al kvodo. Kol hadin hazeh shel teimoso alecha ze rak b'melech. אבל נוסי יכול למחול על כבודו, אין דיני מסוי עליך. So therefore, why in the Frehesia can't he be mechabi to Talmud Chochem? That's the kasha. אכן כבר כתב בעיון יעקב שם, דמדלו כאמר, סתם המסר לו סדרי נשיאות, ולא מצליח לסוף נסוג נשיאותך ברמה וכו'. משמע שאמר לו דבר שלא נוהג בשאר הנשיאים. Why, says the Yom Yankov, doesn't the Gemara just say, Masar lo sidrei nesiyus, he told him how to be nasi. Why does the Gemara have to add, Nehog nesiyuscha b'roma, to be noyeg your nesiyus with a b'roma, sh'teshev ben agdolin, that you should sit, as Rashi says, you should sit among the gdolin. And zroik mora, Rashi says, mora ima sh'tei masoy aleim, that was our kasha, there's no mora. But I'll call upon him, why didn't he just say, he gave him Sidrei Nesius. Lama katuf kan, davar muzar, shehu osif lo, nesog, nahog nesiyutcha berama, mashma shehu amar lo davar, sheino noheg b'shar ha-nesiyim. He told him something that doesn't apply to other nesiyim. He told him specific details. He didn't just say, gave him Sidrei Nesius. The Gemara goes into details about what he told him. Lama. Lama Bemet. As a tshuva, shu amar lo bemet var sheino noheg b'shar ha-nesiyim, shirak, as Yom Yankov omer, shirak l'Rabban Gamliel, shelo haya memalei makom avotav, tziva ken, kedei shelo yizalzelu bo. V'im kach harei adrabba, mevoar kamo shekatavnu, she'en ze bechlal sidrei nesiyut, ומשום דלקה בנוסי להנו דינים שהם משום תאי מוסו ילך או כמו שנסבורים. אז מהגמרה הזאת, we see like we've been saying, פקרת, it's a raya. That only according to Rabban Gamliel, says the Yom Yankov, he told him this, שלא יזלזלו בו. Since he wasn't on the level of his office, Rabbi didn't want people to be mzalzel in him. So he said to him, you know, I want you to act in a special way like this, Zorek mora b'talmidim, act in a shtei moso alecha way. But that's not usually the way a nasi is supposed to act. Because a nasi doesn't have this dinim of shtei moso alecha. And Rabban Gamliel was a yotzei min haklal. But b'derech klal, a nasi doesn't have these dinim, only a melech has these dinim. Kfi shebiyarnu. Is these dinim of shtei moso alecha only apply to the melech and not to the nasi? So other nasiim taka should be mechabe to min hacham even before hesia. V'ze matim l'ma shemvuar v'nesechet sukkah v'daf memtet amud bet v'torat chesed al leshona v'chiyesh torah shel chesed v'yesh torah. שאינה של חסד, אלא תורה לשמה, זוהי תורה של חסד. תורה שלא לשמה, זוהי תורה שאינה של חסד. What's Torah's chesed על השינה? She has a Torah of chesed on her mouth, on her lips, on her tongue. Is there a Torah of chesed and a Torah that's not chesed? מה פתאום? All Torah's chesed. So the Gemara's answer is no. Torah Lishma is a Torah of Chesed. Torah Shalom Lishma is a Torah that's not Chesed. If it's not Lishma, it's not Chesed. If it is Lishma, it is Chesed. Another Teretz, Torah Lelamda is Torah Shal Chesed. Shalom Lelamda, if it's a Torah that's to be taught, that's a Torah of Chesed. If it's Shelo Lelamda, if it's a Torah that's not taught, if you're not teaching it, that's a Torah She'ena Shel Chesed. When you learn Torah, it's to teach it. You want to pass it on. You don't want to just keep it for yourself. Torah Chesed is when you're learning it to teach. And Torah She'ena Shel Chesed is when you're learning it not to teach. Which means that even though we learn in Ksubas Kuf Gimel, Zorek Mora B'Talmidim, Nevertheless, mitzad rav, sheyesh lo lahamid atzmo, mitzad ma'alato v'dargo, shel zroik moro koimosu alecha shel melech. It's not mitzad the rov that he's doing this. Ela hu mitzad to'elet halimud. But it's in order to improve, to enhance the learning. Like the Rambam says, Perek Dal Milchus Tamatar Locha Hei, Shim Nikir L'Rav Shem Mitrashlim B'Devrei Torah U'Mitrapim Aleihem U'Lefichach Lo Evinu Chayav Lirgoz Aleihem U'Lachliman B'Dvarim Kidei Lechadidan U'Kenyan Zeh Amru Chachamim Zrok Mara B'Talmidim ולפיכך אין ראוי אומר רמב"ם לרב לנהוג קלות ראש לפני התלמידים ולא לשחוק בפניהם ולא לאכול ולשתות עמהם כדי שתהי אימתו עליהם וילמדו ממנו במהרה. So if it's nicker to the Rav that they're misrashel in Divrei Torah and they're weakening in it, they're not learning well and that's why they're not understanding, he has to get angry at them. And he has to reprimand them in order to sharpen them. And that's what the Chachamim said, Zorek mora b'talmidim, instill fear in your Talmidim. Therefore, it's not roi for the Rav to be noy kalis rosh. He shouldn't be lightheaded with the Talmidim. He shouldn't laugh with them. He shouldn't eat with them. He shouldn't drink with them. Today, I don't know. I don't know if this is a halacha shenoheges bizman hazeh that you have to ask a Rav bigger than me. That today the Talmidim maybe need that a little bit more than in the olden days. But they say famously, there were many Rabbanim like this, but Rav Aaron Kotler was a Zroik Mora B'Talmidim. Ooh, were they afraid of him? He was fire. And Rav Soloveitchik, particularly in his younger years, was a Zroik Mora B'Talmidim. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, that's the language that the Rav Shechter in his Sefer, one of his Sfarim, Nefesh HaRav, I think, that's how he described Rav Soloveitchik's relationship with the Talmidim, Zroik Mora, and not to eat with them, not to drink with them, not to be buddy-buddy. Why? Shetei maso alein v'yil medu mimenu v'mehira. They should have awe of him and learn better. So again, maybe the reason today it won't apply is because Talmidim maybe learn better if the Rebbe is a Schmeicheldicker and he's nice to them, he's their buddy. He learns with them, he eats with them, he plays basketball with them. So maybe it's a different door. I don't know. Again, for that you need to be bigger, big people to decide. Akopanim, that's the Rambam. So for Toelas the Talmidim, you have to be Zroik Mora b'Talmidim. Yayin b'zeh b'shulchan aruch b'yoredeya b'simin reish mem vov si'if yud alef. Ve'al zeh ne'amar toiras chesed, she'tora l'lamed, she'kana lo tehi be'ema mitzad eimosa o'alecha b'chefze shel arav. Zoi Torah she'loi lishma, אלא כדי לסגד אלא לשתי באימה ולא הסתיר לתורס חסד, רק מצד תועלת התלמידים, וכמבואר בדברי הירושלמי, that it has to be a תורס חסד. So what's a תורס חסד? A תורס חסד is ללמדו, teaching תורס חסד. So it's not a din. In the chefza of the Rav, that the Rav should be Zrok Maradik. Because if the Rav is being Zrok Mara, mitzad the Rav, then it's Torah Shalom Lishma, it's mitzad the Rav. He should be in charge. No, Chas V'Shalom. Ela Shetei Be'ema, B'lo Yistira L'Torah Aschesed, mitzad Tuelas HaTalmidim. That's what the Talmidim need. The Talmidim need the Eima in order that they should learn properly. And then it's Taka Torah of Chesed. And that's the Torah Lelamda. And that's what we saw before in the Yerushalmi. That Rabbi Yochanan said the Pasuk of Torah is Chesed al Lishoina. And we explained that the Malchus of Anasi is a Malchus of Torah. As Rabbeinu discusses Barichus earlier on. And then the Torah says, Teras Chesed. So it's not a Dine Masa Alecha Mitzad HaTorah. That's a steer to Teras Chesed. So therefore he said to him, Tairas Chesed, what do you speak to me in a little bit of a zilzaldik away? There's no dine maso alecha by the Rav. And that we find the din ve'maso alecha by the Rav, it's mitzad the Torah, not mitzad the Rav. It's not that the Rav is trying to bring his ve'maso alecha on the Talmidim, so that he should be in charge, but that the Torah should be learned properly. Because there is no din ve'maso alecha, not by a nasi and not by a Rav. It's just, that's the Torah as chesed, it's almanas lelamda, it has to be taught properly. And that's not... And therefore, any aim is solely for the purpose of the learning. But again, the Nasi and the Rav have no din of Torah of Emasa Alecha. V'ayein b'Shabbos b'daf lamed amud beis. Kol tamid chacham sheyoshev lifnei rabbi ve'ein sifsoisav noitfois mor tichvena shenemar sifsoisav sheishanim noitfois mor oiver atikri mor oiver alamar oiver. A Talmud should be sitting in front of his rabbi, shaking in his boots. Dubar b'talmid bifnei rabbi. Uva b'gra b'yored deya b'sif katan lamed zayin. V'udin b'talmid. It's not a din of the Rav, it's a din of the Talmud. And when a Talmud's sitting in front of his Rebbe, he should be in awe and fear. Like we see in the Gemara and Megillah, Chof Aleph, That is the reason the Talmud is standing. It's mitzvah the Talmud, that the Talmud should have Ema. And that's why it says in Halacha to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. According to some poskim, that it's mitzad ema, mitzad a kabbalah shel Torah should be be'ema, but it's not mitzad hilchas harav, shetei maso ala talmid, shekanal nafkale mikra de Torah chesed, she'ein din zeh legabei Torah. No, legabei Torah it's a Torah of chesed, and therefore there's no din of atalas ema mitzad the Torah. Rather, it's mitzad the rav, meaning mitzad because it has to be a Torah as chesed. It has to be Geshmak, it has to be Zis. That's mitzad the Rebbe. Mitzad the Rebbe, it has to be Teres Chesed. But mitzad the Talmud has to feel the Ema. That's why the Rebbe is instilling the fear. V'adarabah katuv b'tanit afchet, imrita talmid shelimudo kashalav kebarzel, v'shul rabo she'eno maspir lo panim. So if you see a Talmud, he's not learning well, it's because his Rebbe isn't shmeichel tiktem, he's not maspir lo panim, he's not smiling. Mamish hefech mima shekosa b'Rambam. The Melech says, "Lo yedaber rakois mitzad emaso alecha." No, the Rebbe should speak rakois mitzad the Torah aschesed. The Rebbe should speak rakois. Just the Talmud. The Talmud should have the fear. So mitzad toelas ha Talmud. I don't know how you do that. Meaning the Rebbe has to be masbir pana mitzad the Rebbe, but the Yasso has to instill fear in the Talmud. I don't know how he does both. So when he's smiling beside him, that's his job to give over a Taras Chesed. But he also has to make sure from time to time to give some fear, because that's what the Talmud needs. Vayin b'rashi b'yavamis, kuf yitzayin amiral, tivra maschel, lishnachrinim raboi, uba'ovis perak dalid, mishni yadbez, yikavot chav, talmid chachavi b'lecha kishelcha. Vayin sham, ורבי עובדיה ממשה שאמר לי יהושע בחר לנו אנשים עשאו שווה לו ועל זה נאמר כנ"ל ותורת חסד על לשונו שאין בו דין אימתו עליך והגדר כנ"ל שיש דין אימה להשבויה בתלמיד שיהיה תלמיד ומקבל אבל אין זה מצד הרב So it says the kavod of your Talmud should be equal to your own. And that's why Moshe said to Yoshua, "B'char lanu anashim, we're equals." And this it says, "V'toyras chesed alashono." There's no din of emasa yalecha by a rabbi. And together it's a din ema that the Talmud should be makabel the Torah properly. He should have the proper respect for the Torah, and he should really be careful, be sure to learn properly. But it's not mitzad the rav. Hazen amar v'toyras chesed. Shehei lishma. Like it says, Allah menashikuni Rabbi, like it says in the Dharm Samach Beis. Now, if you're not learning Torah, so that you should be meromam, umatil eima, that you should still fear in people, that's against Torah's chesed. Shezeh ne'amar alomed u'melamed. So the Torah, when you're learning Torah, it should be a Torah of chesed. When you're teaching Torah, it should be a Torah of chesed. It should be sweet, it should be gishmak. And that's the Lishma, not Almanas Shikuni Rabbi. You're learning Lishma, you're learning Lishem Torah. And not that you should be the Rabbi, you should be the master, you should be instill fear. The Mitzvah of the Rabbi is not instilling fear. Again, that's the Toelas HaTalmud. Any fear is the Toelas HaTalmud, but the rest of the time, the Rabbi has to be sweet about it. So, of course, we have a Velt to talk about yet. Baruch Hashem, there's so much more to say. So please, please, please stay with me. We should be zoicha to continue together. Lil modu l'lamid lishma v'las l'kayim is kol divrei salam t'rasa v'yahava. V'simcha v'tuv lev of merov kol. And I thank you so much for listening. This was stupendous. It was amazing. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'nei neder, we shall continue.